98.5, the Sports Hub. We're touching Richtown Fair Tire Studios. Waldick is right here. Brandon Merriweather is brought to you by Working Gear. Working Gear, you need it, they've got it. Always exciting to talk to Brandon. Hello, Brandon.
What's up, y'all? What's good?
It's all good. Right, John?
All good. That's right. It's all good. Every last part of it. Good.
It's fine as wine. All right. Brandon, how good is this? You're obviously an elite defensive player. How good is this Jacksonville defense?
Extremely.
Now, do you think...
They're very good. They have all their key pieces. They got two great corners. They got a smart safety that, you know, pretty much controls the defense. They got a bunch of good linemen that could get after the quarterback, and they got linebackers that float. So once you got that, you know, you're real good.
All right, so Jacksonville upsets the Steelers on the road, and, you know, they're a young team, and they were talking a lot after the game, and then they came back, and there was a rally at Jacksonville, whatever the hell they call their stadium. And, you know, they were saying things, and they're very confident. With a young team like that, do you think that's a positive or a negative to be that emotional and to be that excited?
I could see it from both ways, you know, because, like, for one, you haven't won anything yet. You know, you won two playoff games. You still got a good, you know, granted you done made it to the AFC Championship game, but you're also going against the, you know, reigning champions, to somebody who done been there, you know, multiple times, who know how to win it, know what to do to win it. They known for winning. So, you know, I would have been happy, you know, to make it to the AFC Championship game, but I wouldn't have been, you know, overly excited.
Well, so we know what Jalen Ramsey said after the game, talking about the Super Bowl and that the team is going to be going to the Super Bowl. And then you had Matthew Slater say that the opposite type of approach, where he basically praised Jalen Ramsey and said that he's one of the best corners out there, that when God created, God said, let there be corner, and Jalen Ramsey was there. And then
did
Tom
Slater
Brady...
get any nerdier, Brandon, than he was in that quote?
No, man, that's actually, you know, that's actually exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, okay, well, that's what I wanted to ask you, because Telvin Smith yesterday, the linebacker from the Jaguars, started kind of ripping into what Brady said. Brady, like, was praising him, and he goes, he said, bro, this is the oldest trick, pump us up in the media, but in the building I know what's really being said. Were you guys ever instructed by Bill Belichick or anybody else in the coaching staff that if you're asked about another team, a team that you're going to be playing, to praise them, to overly praise them? Were you ever told that, or is that just something you knew to do?
No, that just, like, honestly, you never want to get nobody, you know, more fuel to play against you. Like, you always want to, you know, amp them up, you know, to make them seem better than, you know, what they are. Or you could just be telling the truth. You know, you could really think that somebody is just that good. So, you know, like, but if it was me, you know, but it's like, you know, you got one team who never been there, you know, who, you know, I'm sure probably nobody on that team except maybe four players even have ever been to a championship game, you know. So when you got that, you know, where how you expect them that? And then again, you got the old Patriots. Well, you know, they done been there thousands of times, you know. They like, all right, well, you know, here go another game. So I think it's going to be a really good game, though.
Can you remember the time that you were most motivated by what another team said about you, as far as bulletin board material was concerned?
Yes.
When was that?
We was playing Pittsburgh, and Ike Taylor was saying how, you know, Moss was old, and, you know, our defense was trash, and how, you know, we don't have the players to play with them, and they have the most talent on the field every game, and all this BS. And, you know, Bill kind of like put that up in everybody's locker room, and everybody locker, so everybody got a chance to read it. And it just made everybody, you know, on the field just want to play just that much better.
All right, what did you make of Marcus Williams?
Because we've dumped, obviously, what he said.
No, but let me just repeat what he said. Okay. So we have another dump, so I'm just going to say it. No, he said it was effing awful. All right, so you do you put that entirely on him?
Absolutely.
Okay, as a safety, what would you be instructed to do? Because a lot of people were saying
I wouldn't have had to be instructed to do anything.
Okay.
I could have been. The 10-year-old me would have made that play. like, come on, man. First off, he. You got to know the situation in the game. You know this, the last play of the game. You know that. You could have pushed him out of bounds. You could have grabbed him. You could have did anything. Like, honestly, what was he like? You could have let him catch it, come down, and then grabbed him. You could have did anything. Like, but you know what's even crazier? I don't blame him.
Why?
Because the NFL got this stupid rule where if you hit a player defenseless, he gonna get fined. So he was trying to hit him low to make sure that he don't get fined. So he dropped his head. I blame the NFL.
Do you think he was concerned about getting a pass interference at that point? Because they were yeah.
Yes. But like I said, he could have let him catch it, let him come down, grab him, and just hold on. He could have did anything except that what he did.
All right. So if you're on the Saints at that point and you realize that was such a big F up and you realize how no one else on the team would have, you know, done something that dumb. What's it like afterwards, and how long does it take to get over it?
He might not get over it until he get another interception, man.
Right.
Like, that's going to take a long time. Like, a long time to get over.
So what's the locker room like after that? Like, what is that? Can you kind of... I don't know what kind of experience you've had, whether of something like, I mean, obviously never anything of that magnitude, but what is that like being the guy who blew the game in the locker room afterwards?
I don't know. I could tell you this, though. I could tell you this. He got a lot of good teammates around him, and if he was on my team, you know, of course I would have said, boy, what were you thinking, but at the same time, I would have hugged him and told him, man, don't worry about it. It's football, man. You know, stupid plays are going to be made. You know, you're going to make some, you're going to miss some. But, you know, it is what it is. You got to move on now. So it is, like, he got a lot of good players in his back there with him. So I'm sure he's going to be all right. You know, and then you got people that have been reaching out to him, like Bethea and some of the other vets in the league who's, you know, saying, you know, you had a great rookie year, and, you know, you just got to move forward. So he's going to be all right. He's going to be all right. It's going to be a learning experience for him. But, like, I don't know, man. I just think, you know, sometimes you got to think. You can't just be out there playing. Sometimes you got to think. And I just think that's one of them where I have no idea. What he was thinking when he did that.
If Bill Belichick was his coach, what would he say to him afterwards?
I have no idea, man. Listen, I honestly have no idea what Bill would say in this situation.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you could say.
Yeah, I guess with the season over, everyone's just looking to just get the hell out of there and not have to talk to anyone, and maybe you get over in the offseason. But Blake Bortles is the big question mark. Nobody knows whether he's good or he's bad because he's stunk and he's been excellent in the same season. Is there anything that you see these defenses doing that make him one way or the other? Like, what is the best way to defend Blake Bortles' run offense?
Stop the run.
Yeah. Just stop the run. Just make him throw.
Yeah, you got to make Blake beat you itself. Not with play action, you know, because if you biting on play action and he getting wide open guys, that's just You know, that's you not. I consider them run plays. Like if everybody might know play action plays, then you know you might as well you know give him the touchdowns. You know, but I think that's what you do. You make Blake beat you. And you could kind of tell what type of game Blake gonna have, all by you know the start of it. You know, if you make Blake throw the ball, you know, a couple times and on third down and he missed, Blake head going the same. He do it. It happened every time. If he go 0-for-3 on third down, his first three throws, you know, he always seems to go in the tank.
All right, what would you do, Brandon, when the season was over? What was because there has to be a sort of a relief that it's over. What would you do after that?
Man, you know, it's my birthday, right? You know, but
January, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Hey,
you know what I mean? So you know what I would have been doing, man? I probably would have been heading to Vegas or something, man.
All right,
I would have had to get this taste out of my mouth one way or another. You know, I had to go to Vegas or something.
All right, so how do you roll in Vegas? What do you hit up?
I hit a wall, Dick.
Get on a plane?
we do a little bit of everything in Vegas, man. You know, a little bit of everything. You know, we hit the Tower Club. You know, we hit a couple of strip clubs. You know, we do a little bit of everything.
They're like Walmart sized out there, aren't they?
What?
The strip clubs? Yeah.
They have one really big one. Rhino, that's pretty big. You know, but ain't none of them like Texas in Miami and King of Diamonds in Miami. Them the biggest strip clubs in the U.S.
Are you just another guy in Vegas when you go to like a strip club, or do they treat NFL players like with a little bit of extra? They give you a little bit of extra when you go there.
No, you're just another guy. Mm. But that's why I like Vegas. You know what I mean? I could go in there and I could be, you know, Joe Blow, or I could be, you know, Brandon Merriweather. I could be anybody. You know what I mean? You know, they'll never ask you. Unless somebody in knows you. But other than that, man, you could be anybody.
Will you go like take ecstasy and stuff and stay up all night?
No, I actually have never did that.
No, Brandon.
Never did that. I'm being honest. That's one thing I have never done.
What have you done?
I smoked a little weed and had a drink, but that's about it.
All right. I've never done ecstasy either. My birthday was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, man. Belated.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mine was the 14th. Oh, this is why we get along, man. Good job.
That's right. We're Capricorns. I believe it. So, by the way, I was at a strip club one time, and Rich was with me in Vegas.
It was your bachelor party.
And I was in the VIP for so long, I came back, and people were asleep at the table.
Stop playing.
Yeah, I was the one who stayed behind to make sure that Fred did. It was his bachelor party. I'm not going to leave him behind. Everyone got so bored, they left or fell asleep, and I was the only one sitting there waiting for him.
No, yeah, that was awake. Yeah.
How you not have fun in the strip club? I'm confused.
I don't know. I don't know why they got so tired and tuckered out.
I get nervous. I do. At the time, I didn't have like a ton of money, and I don't want people to keep trying to get money from me, so I would just sit there and drink my drink slowly and just politely try to just say thank you, but I'm fine.
Man. We got to figure out something, man. We got to get you out of that little bubble you be in.
I'm more Waldick than I think Waldick is, yeah, to be quite
honest. True.
Rich has been with his wife since he was 15 years old.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Yeah.
But still, though. Still. Hey, man. Hey, Waldick, man. You got to meet the young Waldick, man.
Oh, is that right? Is that right?
Yeah,
you sure you can have these?
You got to come meet the young Waldick.
How old a man is the young Waldick? How old is he?
24 now. I
okay,
think.
Really? So,
yeah,
so I'm about 24. Twice his age. That should be fun.
Yo, listen. Every time I hear him talk, I just laugh because I hear Waldick in my head. I swear to God, man.
We're everywhere, y'all, Brandon. Like, I keep trying to tell you that.
He's in a pod, man. I had to show him a picture of you, Waldick.
What was his reaction?
He said, "Oh no, he's a geek. See, I'm a nerd. He's a geek."
Okay.
Was he upset that you compared him to Wallach because he has that big gap in his teeth and all those things?
No. He actually, as soon as he seen it, he said, "Oh, well, okay, I can see why you say that."
Well, just tell him that I'm his future. Take a good look.
No, that's not true, Waldick. He met me at a good age.
Oh, okay. If only I had the same opportunity when I was a kid, Brandon.
Yeah, you'd be the coolest guy in the world.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm planning on having my little homie Daniel. I'm planning on having him wide open in about 6 months.
All right.
He never been to a strip club. He never had a drink. He never did anything.
Really?
Wow.
Don't worry. I got him, you guys. I got him.
All right. So now you're going to corrupt him?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. That's good. We need to do this television show with you and Walt Dick. It just needs to happen.
Yeah, we need to do it with me and Walt Dick. And I bring the young Walt Dick, too.
There you go.
It's like a Three's Company.
Who rides in the trunk of the car?
One of them got to ride in the trunk of the car and pop out of there like they my bodyguard or something. Man.
That's the least intimidating bodyguards in the world.
That's right. All right. Well, Brandon, it's always a pleasure. So you think that it's going to be a good game on Sunday? You don't think it's going to be a blowout?
Every team I ever seen talk junk about the Patriots got blown out, but no, I don't think it'd be a complete blowout.
Okay.
I actually think they'll have a little chance.
Right. Based on just how good their defense is?
Yes.
All right. Well, just one more question, football related. With someone the size of Fournette, is that a pain in the ass? Is it like intimidating tackling someone that big?
It can be. You know, if he comes out and establish himself early, then yeah, it could be. But you know, most big guys don't. You know, but from what I've seen from him, if he runs like he ran against Pittsburgh, then absolutely.
Yeah, he ran like a. I think he ran the fastest. It was the fastest running back in his combine. I think he's one of the fastest players in the NFL. Offensive players in the NFL.
Well, Brandon had guys like Jerome Bettis, right, Brandon? That you had to deal with.
No, Fetus was gone when I got
there. Oh, okay.
Yeah, way to go, Walde. All right. Christian Okoye. All right. Brandon Merriweather, it's always a pleasure. And are you going to the Super Bowl?
Hell no. It's in Minnesota.
All right.
Smart man.
You will not go there. Well, if the Patriots make it, we will be there. So we will talk to you while we're there, but you get to be in a Popka at the time.
All right. Cool.
All right, Brandon. Thank you so much.
All right, my gosh.
All right, take it easy.
Hashtag pray for young Waldick is now trending.
That's right. Pray for young Waldick. That is what's going on. Oh, Brandon. I think Brandon's growing an affinity for you, my friend.
I see that, too.
I think he has a desire to corrupt people. And he's like licking his chops when he thinks of you.
I think that's probably true. And if a 24-year-old me had met Brandon, I think my life might have been a little different.
But you've been through that. You'd be surprised about Wallach. But like we drove to Mohegan Sun. I was very surprised by him.
I guarantee you he's probably, other than the rock band side of it, I think that you've probably lived a much wilder lifestyle than I have.
Well, listen, he ruined a marriage. He's done a lot of
something you've never done, Rich. There you go.
As far as you know.
That's right. No,
I think I pretty much know.
Wallach's got stories. He really does.
He's a nerd, I'm a geek should be the title of a TV show.
Yeah, I'm sure Brandon Murray was a real nerd.
No, he's talking about his buddy.
Talking about the younger guy who's like me.
Oh, I thought he was talking about himself.
Yeah. Y-Dub, they call him. Young Waldick.
They just call him the dick. Brandon Merriweather interview is brought to you by Working Gear. At Working Gear, they've got the largest. That's what the name of the show should be. Just the dick. At work, you play a private eye. At Working Gear, they've got the largest selection of quality work boots and workwear in the U.S. guaranteed to keep you protected from the rain, wind, and cold this fall. Mike Gorman's going to join us later this hour, but right when we come back, we'll tell you how you can get tickets through us for the AFC Championship game.
Admit it. Toucher. It turns you on.
And Rich.
Every mother's dream.
Toucher and Rich.
I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's a warrior spirit about me.
I am the warrior. And heart to heart.
98.5 to Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. By the way, the last CBS Sports Minute with Boomer was brought to you by Schultz Law. We have AFC Championship tickets, and we've talked a lot about the TB12 method and how much Brady sacrifices. And you think about it, and for an average person, is it worth it? Is it worth doing that? Putting yourself through that? Or is it better to enjoy life? I mean, how important is it to get into the gym twice a day? Wouldn't you be better off just enjoying and doing what you wanted? And that's what we want to do here. We have a Worse Than Brady contest. We want a 30-second or less video. And you got to put these up on Twitter, much to my chagrin, but this is the way it's going to work.
That way you can't see them, or you could if you went back on Twitter.
No, I could just, I guess I could just search hashtag, but here's what you do. You got to do three things. Make the video, then use hashtag Worse Than Brady Contest and tag at 98.5 The Sports Hub on Twitter. Now, an example of what the video could be is that Rich was sent a video, because he's on Twitter, of a guy who just, we were talking about this earlier, who just unveiled his kitchen cabinets, and they were filled with like 20 pizza boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was throwing another one on the pile.
Right.
So, and it doesn't have to be something like that. You could just describe, like you could go, for instance, you know, I smoke a carton of Marlboros a week, and then you hold up the Marlboros, or I smoke three packs a day.
This is my breakfast this morning.
Yeah, and you show the ashtray.
And here's an example. Somebody actually gave us one this morning that just starts off with a guy. It says, a typical morning routine, and it has him brushing his teeth, and when he pots down, it's got like a bunch of different open beers, and then he just chugs a beer and rinses his mouth out with beer.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So, you know, there's no mandate right. that there's any eating or drinking.
Right. If you do the opposite of watch every single electrolyte that goes into your body, if you are not someone who refuses to have any carbs or any kind of milk, or you don't think care about any kind of brain exercise, then this is the kind of person we're looking for. The opposite of somebody who uses the TB12 method and who exemplifies the anti-Tom Brady in lifestyle.
Yeah, do all the brain exercises you want. They don't work. But you have until 8 o'clock tonight to submit that video. Hashtag Worse Than Brady Contest and tag at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Rich and I are going to choose four finalists, and we'll announce those tomorrow. And the four finalists will undergo a quote-unquote physical, push-ups, body mass index, blood pressure, and I really want to do lung strength. I really want one of those things you blow into, because it's not fair necessarily to do body fat, because again, like Rich said, there's ones and zeros. There's a guy who could come in here that's just like Gunner. Like Gunner's not healthy, but Gunner was like 2 pounds.
Oh my gosh, he's probably the thinnest person I've ever seen.
Yeah, and you know, there's no way he's healthy. So I would like something that they could blow into that just has like a ball. So if anyone has an idea on where to acquire one of those, please let me know.
We can just bring in Wally's clarinet, and whoever can hold the note the longest.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess we could just bring in like a kazoo.
Yeah, just
yeah, and see how long
see
they can blow it for.
Can blow the kazoo.
Does anyone know where to get a kazoo?
Well, I would think that at Zany's, Wamblanga Warehouse down the street. Wallach's done the commercial for them.
Can you imagine driving like an hour to a magic shop?
Right, Blackstone's Magic
well,
Shop.
Well, let me
down
tell
the
you, Fred, it's not easy
there's
to
one
find.
In Newport. There's one in downtown Newport. And then the winner receive one pair of tickets to Sunday's championship game. You got to be 21 or older. So again, 30-second or less video just showing how unhealthy you are. Use hashtag Worse Than Brady Contest and tag at 98.5 The Sports Hub on Twitter.
And that could get you to the AFC championship game, which right now is a 9-point spread.
Right.
And if you listen to Brandon Merriweather, he says any team that's ever talked trash in the Patriots ends up getting blown out.
Yet he does not think it's going to be a blowout. So a little bit of hypocrisy. All right, we'll have the headlines, and when we come back, we're going to talk to a man by the name of Mike Gorman.
Do you like talking now?
Toucher and Rich.
Open your mouth wide.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Davis Green drives, runner back iron, no good, offensive rebound. Three shots at it for Anthony Davis, and the third one will fall. Six straight for the Pelicans to go from down three to up three. What a night for Anthony Davis, 35-13.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. The Celtics lost last night because they're not very good. Mike Gorman is the voice of the Celtics on the NBC Sports Boston. His telecasts are legendary, as his is his infinity for Baroque music. Mike Gorman, hello, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How old are we these days?
If you had to guess how old I am, and be honest, how old would you think I am?
This should be good.
47.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm 39. No, I'm 43.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I only missed by 4 years. That's kind of...
Is it how decrepit my body is, or is it because I have gray?
The depth of your knowledge would give me the impression you have been around longer than you have.
A life well lived is what you're saying?
That was pretty good.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An old soul is what they'd say.
Yeah.
One with Alzheimer's. That's what they say about me. It's someone who's well past their prime, but nonetheless.
No, I think you kind of hit your prime, actually, right about now.
Really?
You get to that age now where you kind of, you don't give a damn.
Have any sex drive? You know what? I am, it's interesting that you say that, because I am going through the last year, I do have a feeling of less, not working hard, but I have a feeling of a little bit more freedom. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I
do. Because, you know.
I exercise that on the broadcast myself.
Yeah. Well, you do an excellent job. There's no question about it. There's no slowing Mike Gorman down. All right. So we saw Anthony Davis last night.
We did, didn't we?
We absolutely did. And it brings back the point. You know, with these rumors of him coming, you know, being traded, and in some cases being traded to the Celtics, if you're New Orleans, is there any combination of picks and players you would take? Because if you look at the draft, no matter where your pick is, the chances of you getting an Anthony Davis are almost zero.
So yeah, I agree. New Orleans would be crazy to trade Anthony Davis. I mean, short of Anthony Davis issuing some sort of ultimatum that he doesn't want to play there anymore, which does not seem to be the case, at least right now. He answers all the questions right, talks about how he likes the team and how he likes New Orleans. I don't see any reason why they would ever make that trade. He's as you say, a once-in-a-lifetime player who's got a pretty good supporting cast around him in Holiday, Rondo, and Cousins. They get themselves a couple of veterans to come off the bench. They could contend on the back of those two guys. Because, I mean, Cousins last night, we're all watching Anthony Davis. Cousins finished, what do you have, John? Something like
19 and 15.
Yeah. You know, and that gets lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, you know what's weird is that my basketball knowledge probably peaked during this time period, but I just think of Olajuwon and Samson. Is two big guys in your... The way the NBA is now, in your opinion, can you win when your focus is on two big men?
I think you can if those big guys are capable of stepping out and making the occasional three to keep you honest, which I think both Davis and Cousins. Cousins actually looks pretty good, comfortable shooting the three. Cousins, of course, is a wild card in other areas, but skill-wise, he's right there in the top 10 players in the league in terms of skills for his size. So... in answer to your question, yes, I think he can, as long as those guys are capable of stepping out every once in a while. You know, Davis didn't really play, wasn't like he had a lot of alley-oops and dunks. I mean, most of the stuff he had was 15, 18-footers, kind of fall-away. You'll notice with his jump shot, he falls away with it, and he's 6'10", and he shoots it like a teardrop. I mean, it's well above the top of the backboard when it reaches the top of its arc. So, I mean, he's pretty much unstoppable. It's either a miss, as Doc would say, it's either a miss or make thing. There's nothing you do.
It's funny because if you're like a kid now and want to play in the NBA, you're just like, no, that's not happening. There's under no circumstances.
Because there's all the freaks there?
Yeah, because there's seven-footers that can hit fall-away threes. Sure. I mean, there's no way you're going to ever play in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Tell that to J.J. Barea. He made quite a career.
Yeah.
See, I knew, but I wanted to hear what Fred was going to answer.
I'm aware of J.J. Barea.
He's the little guy out there.
Northeastern kid, baby.
Right. Making it happen.
But
he's champion, world champion, I believe.
Mike,
with the Mavericks, right? He was on the Mavericks team that won?
I don't know if that long ago.
He was? Yeah, he was.
Things have evolved since then. I mean, you got that kid...
Didn't he marry Miss Puerto Rico or something, too?
He did. Yes. It was like, some model
Miss Universe or something.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, he's good to JJ.
Yeah, but the Miss Universe things, they're all stupid and been involved in that whole culture for so long. The culture of the beauty pageants that, you know, they suck. All right, but Mike, you bring up the...
it's a good example of the depth of your knowledge right there. You're right at the beauty pageant.
You banged Miss...
Sum them up in one sentence and move on.
You banged Miss Latvia one time, and you can pretty much write your own story. But you mentioned Cousins' attitude. Is that... Do you think that was overblown, and or do you think that that's a real issue still?
Oh, I still think it's an issue. I think it's better. I talked to Joel Myers, who's the play-by-play guy for New Orleans, and he says Cousins is really making a legitimate effort to not be as loose a cannon as he was in Sacramento. But then he kind of rolled his eyes and said he still has his moments. It's funny. Scal was saying last night when Cousins went to the bench with five fouls that that's too bad. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, we're better off with him on the floor than with him on the bench. We didn't get a chance to get into it too much, but that seems to be the feeling that they'll take what they can get with Cousins. You play small with Anthony Davis being your lone big, and you got real problems on the defensive end.
Did Rondo come by and hang out with you for a bit?
Well, a little bit would be a stretch, but we exchanged how you doing and high fives and that kind of thing. Yeah, I've always liked Rajon. You guys know that.
Of course, yeah.
That would be one of the interesting things I was thinking about, you know, that we may end up talking about potential trade situation with Anthony Davis. And if they would have to put together some sort of package where salaries matched, and wouldn't be surprising to see Rajon Rondo come the other way.
To back up Kyrie?
Yeah.
Listen, you could do worse than that. Yeah, I'd have no problem with that. Sure, absolutely. Now, did you hear how apparently he's letting bygones be bygones when it comes to the 2008 championship team? I guess that, did you hear Ray Allen's back in the inner circle now?
Oh, is he? That's good.
Yeah.
Rondo said before the game he has extended the invitation for the trip this summer.
That's not Rondo's decision to make.
It is. He's
the guy
who
organized it.
No.
Yeah, he's the one.
No, it's up to the PR people.
Oh. Of course.
Yeah, no, that unlike how he talked trash on Isaiah Thomas yesterday, which I thought was fantastic. Did you get to hear any of that?
No, I didn't hear any of that.
Okay.
I do think Isaiah stepped up in the Paul Pierce situation. That was good to see.
Well, he had to, because Tony Allen came out and ripped him before the game.
I'm trying to give him credit. Of course he had to.
He's trying to stick up for the guy.
The backlash would have been... Yeah.
So, what did you make of the Cavaliers the day before yesterday? Apparently, all the different members of the team anonymously went to three different sources, like ESPN, The Athletic, and Cleveland.com, and all of them are talking trash, saying that they don't think that they'll be able to pull it together like they had in years past. But then it seemed like there was no shortage of ripping on Isaiah and him being not the guy that Kyrie Irving is, and that they're wildly disappointed with his defense.
And yet somehow they're all stunned because of this.
Yeah. What do you make of what's going on with Cleveland right now? And it seems like they're really losing their minds.
Well, you guys know I've been on the Cleveland self-destruct bandwagon for quite a while. I don't think they make the Eastern Conference Finals this year. I think they really... That could all come apart in Cleveland, especially if LeBron decides to leave at the end of the year. But right now, I mean, everybody's always said it's been kind of... It's LeBron's team, and LeBron has his guys. And when LeBron doesn't want to say certain things, he has his guys say certain things. And certainly, they took Isaiah to the woodshed pretty early here. It was his lack of defense, but... That's like Claude Rains being surprised there's gambling going on in here.
Yeah.
To say that you thought Isaiah was a better defender than anybody would be a stretch.
Yeah. Okay, here. This is my question.
What happened there?
I just snorted some cocaine. All right, so do you think that if this continues, LeBron just takes the foot off the gas and just kind of coast through the rest of the season to save himself for when he eventually goes somewhere else?
No, I don't think he's that type of player, but I don't think, you know, there was a game about, probably about a month ago now, where they beat Washington, I think it was in Washington, by two, and LeBron had 57 or something in the game, some ridiculous number. But the ridiculous number was it took him getting 57 to win by two. And I just think there's going to be so much pressure on him to score. And I do think, you know, teams were able to pretty much solve Isaiah during the playoffs. And, you know, during the regular season, when you're the third game in four nights, or you don't have a walkthrough in a hotel lobby, people had a tough time dealing with Isaiah during the regular season. But during the playoffs, people were able to deal with him. And if that happens again to Cleveland, then they got one scorer, LeBron. That's it. I mean, I know I'm leaving Kevin Love out of the equation, but I don't think Kevin Love is a difference maker.
All right, was that London crowd the weirdest crowd you've ever had to do a game in front of?
That was pretty strange. It was, you know, it wasn't a playoff atmosphere by any stretch. You had probably 90% of the house didn't care who won. It was pretty much like a carnival was going on, and then a basketball game kind of broke out in the middle of the carnival. It's a nice facility, one of the best facilities I've ever been in. There must be, no exaggeration, if you walk through the loop around the O2, there must be 50 restaurants. It's unbelievable how many restaurants there are there.
That was the most polite crowd I've ever heard at a sporting event. It was like Wimbledon in front of you.
Yeah, it was. There were, there were a lot of interesting things. A lot of different fans from all over Europe made their way to that game because it's the only chance to see the Celtics in person. And it was remarkable to hear four, five, six different languages being spoken. And then the only thing you understood was White Mamba in the middle of it.
So they knew that in English because they just wanted to pay respects to Mr. Scalabrine. Well, Mike Gorman, you can enjoy him on CSN and on our show every Wednesday. We always appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much for the time.
All right. Happy birthday again. You're still celebrating? Is this a week-long celebration?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's no stopping. I got two cards for my children, and I got basically something that was worth $5 for my wife. So I'll be rolling around in that for the rest of the week.
Enjoy.
All right, thank you so much. I can't believe my kids didn't, at least break the banks open and get me something nice.
Step up?
Yeah. Mm. Cards. Hooray. All right, so we will be back. Talking about people coming back. The Bruins were pretty funny about what they've said about Claude Julien and the respects that they want to pay to him.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have that for you. Also, Dana White going to be in studio next hour.